grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
Up. That was Return of the Mac, and it is Return of Bob.
But
I'm back.
Mac, I want you back.
I'm back.
You I don't. Want you back. Yes, I do now.
Baby.
We might not want you back.
Well, you contradicted yourself a little bit, Pauline, because in the first one you said, miss you, Bob. Second one, we don't miss you, Bob.
I realised, actually, I like Wifey.
Oh.
Better than you.
Well, I admire your honesty. Bit only hurts in my heart a little bit. Yeah. I'm Bob, your host, back with my dad Dave.
Hello.
And cousin Pauline.
Hello.
Oh, miserable.
I ain't down, got, miserable.
You need
We've
to
had
get
plenty of time. We've had 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Can't think of nothing.
Just make one up. Just what? Make a noise. Make a noise now. Go.
No.
And this is Pauline, no. Well, you know why we're here. What we're going to do, well, you did the draw, so...
Night fever. You don't have to do it. Shall I give you some gum, Bob?
Oh, yes. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool,
What are we waiting for?
He's not very good at it, is he?
Oh, no, he's nowhere near as good as you, Dave.
No, because I have Return of the Mac, really.
Dave was really professional.
Oh, yeah, all right. Right. where are we? Night fever.
Oh, God, he really ain't ready, is he?
Where's me glasses?
Oh, wait, I'm not going for a strut.
where's me paint? Go on then, Dave. Go for it.
Right, Night Fever is a song written and performed by the Bee Gees. It first appeared on the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever in 1978. It reached number one on both sides of the Atlantic. In fact, it stayed at number one for 8 weeks in the US.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I think Jive Talking is number two at the same time.
Yeah. My favourite lyric
like
is...
One as well.
My favourite lyric is the one where he goes, "Hey, my heart, hear me now." That's my favourite bit. Oh, it's a classic. It's an absolute classic.
It's so
but
weird.
It is up against an absolute classic. And this song doesn't really get going first, does it? It gets you all... It gets you all juicy. Go on, Barry. It does. Until it does that little bit. That little
don't get me juicy.
Or me.
This bit. This is the bit you hear at the wedding. And you see Dad on his way to the dark floor. Oh. You can see to this, son.
Give me the gun.
Got it, Dave.
Right. The first and last my ever drink is a song recorded by Barry White from his third studio album, Can't Get Enough, in 1974. The song was co-written by White, Tony Seppe and Peter Radcliffe. The song was a number one hit in the UK and reached number two in the US.
Oh, I'm surprised it didn't get number one, but... is that his stage name? Has he got another name, Barry White?
Yeah, it's not his real name.
No,
I think he's Barry, but I can't remember what it was. I was
going to say, why would you choose... No offence to Barry's, but why would you choose Barry if Barry weren't your name?
Buzzer!
Yeah. Be like me choosing Paul.
You don't see any Barrys there, do you? Barry, I used to be a couple of Barrys at school when I was at school, but you don't see
it. I don't know.
There ain't many young babies called Barry now.
Well, that's the old Jason Manford thing, isn't it? When he says some names just go out of date. He said
Malcolm.
Went over to my niece, met my niece for the my nephew, sorry, for the first time. What's his name? Barry. Barry the baby. That can't be right. Yeah, Malcolm Keith is another one.
Keith.
There's
hundreds of names that you used to hear at school that you just don't hear anymore. Alan.
Harold.
Dave.
Oh, Harry's back, though, isn't
no,
it? Harry.
Harold. No, Harry. Harry's a cute name. Loads of Harry.
Well, they've all got kind
or
of gone.
Gary.
Old, yeah.
That reminds me of Harry Potter and Olsen.
Harry, Barry, Gary and... There's four mates. Harry, Barry, Gary and Larry.
And their sister Sally.
No, it's not the same as that.
All right, grow up. All right, it rhymes. Oh, well, it works. Thank you, Pauline. Thank you. Good to be back. So where do you want to start, Pauline? I mean, these are two absolute crackers.
Why you said that?
Crackerjacks.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. When you say wedding song... I'm totally with that on these two.
Oh, the 70s names.
This is the best dance floor match.
Yeah, yeah. You can't help but move. No. You cannot
especially
help but move.
Especially to that Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
You can't help. You're doing it, aren't you? My arms are up in the air.
I'm off. My flares are on. I'm off.
And it's old John Travolta, wasn't it, in the film?
Yeah.
Was that his finest moment?
I was going to say that.
No, Grace was.
But then you got a Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction was his proper film.
That's the same year, Grease. I think that's a big old year.
What, to Pulp Fiction?
No. Twit. Great. I think Grease and this were the same year.
Were they, really?
Yeah, but he must have earned a fortune that year, mustn't he?
Cool, yeah. And then Face Off.
I didn't mind that.
Dave always shakes his head at that.
Yeah, right.
He's not happy. I mean, Barry White. How many other songs do you know, Dave? Barry White songs.
Barry White. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Can't get enough of your love, baby.
I thought he was here.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with you?
He's got a great voice, hasn't he? Just a talking voice. Like,
well.
You see the trouble in me. You see the trouble. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Oh. Let the music play. I want to dance the night away. That was on.
Oh, I quite like that one.
What, my version or his?
Yours, because you know you said, you said about his voice.
Yeah.
Well, I've always thought about him, like, about the voice.
Yeah.
And then I had my headphones on listening to the two songs.
Ooh.
Thinking, right, this is going to be a hard one for me, I really need to choose. And there's a little, at the end of this song, when he does his, he's just whispering it. Do you know the bit I mean? At the very end, he goes, when he says, my first, in his deep voice.
What, right at the end?
Right at the very end, and he whispers it. And
I see if I can get it?
I thought, oh, it's pervert.
Yeah, you should have done this one last week when you had your bad throw. You'd have sounded like it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I've still got a bit of a bad chest, but I'm
talking about his voice. I did read, do you know how many cigarettes he allegedly smoked today?
About 110 with the voice.
150.
No.
A day.
Apparently, 7 to 8 packs a day.
No, I don't believe it.
Well, that's what I read.
So, where did you read that?
His voice is like...
online, so it must be true. Oh.
His voice is like silk, but it smelt like an ashtray.
Oh, I bet he did stink
enough. Hey, baby. Yeah, I bet he did.
Can't smoke that much a day.
The Walrus of Love. Is that a compliment?
Well, you just reminded me, so really... Well, it's not funny, I'm not saying it now.
Oh, God, you're already there.
It's so not funny.
I'm going to say something, it's not funny, see you later.
It's so not funny.
You have to say it.
It's something that just me and my mate, when we was only young...
Who's this, Mandy the Whore?
No, Marie. You know,
Marie.
For years and years and years.
Yeah.
So we were at the cinema, and it was the film with Jim Carrey. You know where
I'm going to get this.
The moon.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Almighty.
And Barry White on the feet.
Yeah.
And Barry White had not long died. So we're in the cinema, it's all quiet. So I went to Marie, he died, didn't he? Barry White, he died. So she's gone, yeah, he died recently. So then I went, the walrus, like that. She went, did he? I thought, what? So I went to her, what? And she went, he died in Woolworths.
The pick and mix came down on him.
Which is so not funny, but with us in a cinema where you can't
laugh. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, just on the death scene.
That's the funniest thing in the world.
It was the most hilarious thing that's ever happened. Yeah. I was crying, you know, my whole body was shaking, trying to hide it. So now, if I hear Barry White, we instantly think of each other. Like 20 odd years later, we still laugh about it.
Barry White.
He died in Woolworths.
Really?
Have you ever laughed at a funeral?
No.
Well, we did.
No.
I've not laughed at a funeral.
I've got a good Ricky Gervais story about a funeral, though. Go on, Dave.
Well, there was an old boy died when I used to work for London Transport back in the 70s. And when someone died at London Transport, it was a great one thing because everyone went to the funeral during working hours. It was brilliant. You just jump in the old Route Master bus and you went to the funeral. And
it was brilliant.
When somebody died, it was brilliant. There was a buffet and everything.
And this bloke who died, he was old. He's younger than me. I am now. Like, you know, he was about 63, 64. And he gambled his wages away every week. These blokes used to take the mickey out of him. He used to come throwing back. He'd go over bookies during working hours, just walk out, go to the bookies, put his bets on the horses. Then he'd come back and he'd just throw his betting slips on the floor, and the blokes used to put them on the notice board. But anyway, he died. And of course, we went to his funeral, and we was all like, you know, early 20s and 20 and
so everything. Not used to funeral etiquette.
No, everything was a laugh, like, you know. And we was all standing there waiting for the hearse to come with him in it, you know, before it actually started. And we were just looking at all the reefs, and someone had sent him a reef of a greyhound.
Still funny.
One of the blokes amongst us said, "Yeah, look, that must be from these bookies. There's a reef of a greyhound." Oh yeah, so we're looking at it. One bloke said, "Yeah, I'll beg and run faster than the ones they used to back."
That was it.
And just as he said that, was looking at him behind us. We was all laughing our heads off, and behind us, the hearse doors were just opening, the family were getting out all in tears.
No.
And that. It was terrible. But you still remember it all these years later.
Yeah. Like,
God, better run faster than the ones he used to back.
And you're all laughing your head
off. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just one of them things.
Yeah, sticks in your head. Mind you, when I went to my old boss's funeral, Bruce, when he passed, he was such a funny bloke. He was just funny. He was just... It was just always, everything was a laugh. And we were telling stories, and the same thing happened to us. We were telling stories and sort of laughing, really sort of belly laughing at this funeral afterwards, you know, where you sort of congregate. And the family were over there kind of crying and stuff, and we were laughing our heads off. And because we was in our sort of workmates, we hadn't seen each other for ages. We were laughing our heads off. I remember when we did this, when he did that. And then you sort of realise where you are, and you're kind of like, oh, and they're looking at us, and and we're like, oh gee, yeah, that's really bad. But then we spoke to his cousins and that later on. They were like, no, it was nice that you had their memories. But just for that moment, you think, oh.
But some people would like to hear laughter at a funeral. They'd like it to be a bit more of a party.
It always is strange at funerals, because you go to the wake and it's all solid. Oh, look, you mate, seen you for ages. Yeah, shame about Alfred, you know.
Yeah.
But fast forward 3 hours, everyone's laughing and joking, aren't they?
Yeah.
And pissed.
Yeah.
The drink has a big.
Do you remember when Alfred done this? Yeah. You know? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's true. The Ricky Gervais thing I was going to tell you about was his mum's funeral. His brother Bob apparently is the funny one in the family. It's not Ricky.
Oh,
it's
bloody hell.
It's his brother. It's his older brother Bob. And when they went to to meet the bloke who was going to do the funeral, the priest or whoever, he said, "What did your mum like doing?" And his brother said, "Oh, she was a keen racist." like just joking with him, but the priest is obviously not. But at the actual funeral, he gave him the name of her kids, but gave him the wrong name to one of the kids. So every time he said, "Oh, so and so, so and so, so," and Barry, everyone was sort of. And Ricky said he was at the back looking at the front, and he's Bob's at the front with his shoulders going, he's laughing his head off. But that, you know, he was just always joking, and it's. I don't know if that would say it was your funeral, Dave, for instance, and I said, you know, Bob and Steve, his loving sons, Bob and Steve. Like, would it
laughing?
I don't know. How would that go down? It could be absolutely hilarious or absolutely kill it, couldn't it? It could absolutely just.
Yeah, I would be there, so I wouldn't be too bothered about it, would I?
Yeah, I probably won't be there either. I'll be busy that day.
Yeah. Got something cool.
Yeah. Well, is this the Bee Gees' best song, Dave?
Up in the castle, evil mischief stirs.
Plan number 42. I shall turn myself into a cat and get adopted by the butcher's daughter so I can learn all her secrets. Then, I will use them to make her fall in love with me. Ah, ah, ah. What do you think, Wilson?
Hey, check out 1v1 Me DM on all podcast platforms to see more of Dracula's perfect plans at finding true love.
It's all right. I actually prefer their old stuff from the 60s, Massachusetts and World and Robin Gibbs' Saved by the Bell. I just got to get a message to you. They made some good songs in the 60s. World. Did I say World?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're a totally, bit like Fleetwood Mac, what we said earlier, totally different band from the 60s to the 70s. And I think they've got to be given a lot of credit for just reinventing themselves. I was going to say reunited themselves for a minute. But yeah, I mean, three brothers. They were born on the Isle of Man, you know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Brought up in Manchester, then they shipped off to Australia.
Were they the only the only siblings?
No, there's an Andy, isn't
there?
Younger bloke who was like a solo bloke. I think he was younger than these three. But they were top musicians. I mean, their vocals are fantastic. I just remember a silly thing. They were on Chris Evans. Remember when Chris Evans used to have his Friday show?
TFI Friday.
They were sitting there and they just done these harmonies together and it was just like their record. I mean, it's fantastic. They used to write all their own stuff, write stuff for other people, Chain Reaction.
It's very high pitched though, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
It's very high pitched.
That's the word.
Kind of like the Beach Boys. You could nail this.
Sing along perfect.
Like the Beach Boys, the lead guy there, but it's high pitched voice. But I wonder if they've ever tried to sort of
Night Fever.
But the ones in the 60s were.
Yeah, they do.
Massachusetts isn't all high pitched. It's something they've done just sort of suited the disco sound.
They go up don't they? And then one of them comes back down. Don't know which one. And it's the thinner one that does really high.
Oh, yeah, because the other two are really fat.
No, there's one with really. Is it Robin?
Robin Gibb. His face
is a lot thinner than Barry and.
He's the one whose sort of hair fell out, then suddenly it all came back in again.
Yeah.
But Barry's the only one alive now, isn't it? All the others are gone.
Yes, that was the one that Mum used to fancy him.
Yeah, well, she would fancy the other two, would she?
No, she didn't like the other two. One was married to Lulu, though.
Morris. But I'm going to say again, I think he lived next door to Ringo Starr. I said that. Yeah, I mean, they were top notch. I mean, no doubt about it. They were top notch.
Did you like them back then, Dave?
I like their songs, yeah, in the 60s.
Because in my eyes, you're like the band type guy, Beatles, Stones, that kind of. I feel like there's a strong divide between the disco and the band.
Yeah, I mean, they had plenty of hits in the sort of 60s.
What I'm saying is, in the 70s, you're not a big dancer now. You've never been a dancer, have you?
No, but I don't mind a song that goes. I like Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I can boogie. Yeah, I like that one.
I like the Car Wash. I like them. I mean, there's a lot of disco songs I like. You can't help it because
Car Wash is a good one as well.
They go, don't they?
What year was that? Was that the 70s?
Yeah, I wanted the one. Rolls
Royce. Why did we not have Car Washing?
Well, is it Love You're After by Rolls Royce I wanted in, but no, they got poo-hooed.
I don't remember talking about Car Wash, though.
I wanted
one. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
You see the film Car Wash?
No.
Oh, I mean, I ain't seen it for 20 years, but it was quite a funny film. All the big hills and that. You should try and see it.
Yeah, I should try and see that. I've not seen that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, but getting back to what you're saying, the Bee Gees, they were Saved by the Bell.
I mean the programme.
When I wake up in the morning and the mic is out of the...
They actually split up for about 18 months, and that's when Robin Gibb and his solo hit, Saved by the Bell. And that song was one of the...
You point at me.
That was one of the main reasons why they walked off the Clive Anderson show. Watch that...
I spoke to Clive Anderson about this.
Yeah, you did. And they, who no one knows about, is an English
chat show host.
He was good. I liked him.
Yeah, I did.
And it was all going swimmingly, and they were talking and laughing and joking. And suddenly, you could tell by Robin Gibb was getting a bit agitated. And then the bit come along where they split up, and they said, you knew, Clive Anderson said to Robin, and you had that big hit, Saved by the Bell. And Barry said, yeah, I had a hit with Sansa. He goes, I don't remember that one. And then they went on, and earlier on he mentioned about the changing their names, and one of their names was La Tossers.
Yeah, that's right.
And he
goes,
one's a tosser, always a tosser, and that's it. He goes, I'm out of here, and he got up, and they all walked off.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
2 minutes later, it was all going swimmingly. I mean, but he was, there. He was like something was on the back of his mind anyway, and he weren't quite there.
Yeah, Clive Anderson said to me that once the one got up and walked away, as soon as he took off his mic, the behind the scenes producers and whatever were waving the other two off. The other two weren't bothered, but he was like, "No, no, come on, come on." He was getting them off. They sort of got up and left.
Well, two of them left. Morris couldn't get his mic off.
And then he was trying to.
"I'll do this later."
They were in the green room, and they were like, well, "We can just go back and just do it." And they're like, "Ah, oh, that's done now. Forget it." And then it became this massive thing. Yeah. To them, they were like, "Ah, oh, he got annoyed. We're done." You know.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, we can carry on." But it became one of the big things that people always ask Clive Anderson about, because I did.
How did you meet him then?
He was for Wifey's work. They have like a charity quiz night, or they used to.
She used to work for British Association for Adoption and Fostering charity. Yeah.
They used to have a charity quiz, and they used to get somebody to come and do the read the questions out. They had Claire Grogan,
Nikki Campbell,
really? and Clive Anderson was one of them. Yeah, but I was really excited about Clive Anderson because I used to love Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about that. He was a nice bloke. Yeah, got a photo with him, and he was just really
nice.
You've
met a few people, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Do you reckon they're on a podcast now saying they've met me?
No.
I bet they are. Right now. When I met Bob Rivett.
They said I met Dave Rivett's son.
That'd be it.
Ouch.
Oh, look, that's what I'm all like... squashed.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, some people are only known, you know, as the son of someone, like the son of God, for instance.
I am the son of God.
Phil voice.
Let's have a quiz.
Oh, hello. Oh. And here is Clive Anderson.
Pauline versus Bob.
Yeah, now.
Wait till it fades out.
I am.
Now, though, go on.
Now, she's been sparring while you've been away, Bob.
I've listened.
She beat Wifey twice.
And I'm not allowed to have the
And
point.
She wanted it to count as the point. How ridiculous is that?
I would have let the baby have her bottle. You know, come on.
You would have let me have the point, wouldn't you, Bob?
That's exactly what that saying means.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying you would have.
I would have, I would have given you a little token bonus point there. But I'm not in charge.
I am in charge. Bruce Forsyth, that used to be his catchphrase. I'm in charge.
Did you? I never knew that.
Yeah, no, because it was in 1961.
Oh, yeah. Way before my time.
Way before.
Why?
Just while you're sorting that out, Dave.
Yeah.
Were you talking about the cinema? Like,
when was that? About there ago.
Yeah, I know. But it just popped into my head. I went to the cinema to see The Dark Knight. You know, the Heath Ledger thing. And you had Two-Face in there, Harvey Dent, right? And all the way through the film, I'm sitting there with my ex-wife. And all the way through the film, I don't realise, I thought the Joker was the bad guy in it. And then all of a sudden, it's like Harvey Dent. I believe in Harvey Dent. And then he gets blown up and all that kind of stuff. And I think, oh my God, he's Two-Face. He's Two-Face. So I turned to my ex-wife and said, he's Two-Face. He's Two-Face.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay. And then she didn't react. And I thought, oh my God, like, it's just revealed it. And then in the car on the way home, I said, did you realise it was Two-Face then? She went, oh, I thought you were saying toothpaste. toothpaste.
Why would you just go around and say toothpaste?
She said, I thought you was just like reminding me to buy a toothpaste. So
I just went,
oh, okay. Mental, isn't it? Yeah. If she had said that back to me, what about toothpaste? Yeah, I'd have wet myself.
Yeah.
Right, Pauline, I've given you every chance here. It's Disney.
Well, I'm against Bob, so...
Family trivia.
You
now,
know
you
he's
can't
female.
Get easier than that.
I've been staring down at the water, so...
He knows Disney more than me.
Heads or tails, Robert?
Tails.
We need to do cars. We need to do cars for me to beat him.
Tesla!
Right, Pauline.
Oh, yeah?
You won the flip. You're too busy, Jack. Well,
you're going alternate, so I'm going to shuffle. Now... Do you want to go first or second?
Oh,
it's all down to you. It's all...
Bloody hell.
It's only that language, is it?
What's the score so far, Dave?
3-0.
3-2
Well, no, well, false. False. I mean, I would have allowed it, you know, but.
First or second?
First. Let's get it out of the way.
Get it over and done with. Good luck, Pauline.
Shut your face.
let me just see if it's just practice. There you go. Which 2007 film follows a princess banished from her animated land to the bustle of modern day Manhattan?
Don't know.
Can I have...
No, you can't.
Oh, what? Can
yeah,
I,
good.
Can
no,
I... You them. You can Enchanted.
Yeah, Amy Adams.
Amy
Amy
Adams, yeah. You've seen that, haven't you?
Which former wrestler...
No!
No! This has to be joking!
...starred in the 2009 film Race to Witch Mountain?
Oh, it's got to be The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
It is. 1-0.
If you smell... Still got a cough.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, she's sulky.
Yeah, she is. Would you have got the wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Foxy Loxy and Goosey Lucy are characters from which 2005 computer animated film? Foxy Loxy and Goosey Lucy.
Instantly comes Fox and the Hound, but I don't know.
Is that your answer?
You're so angry. You're so bitter.
Would it have Goose in it? Goosey Lucy?
Bitter and twisted.
Yeah, that's my answer. What is it then?
Chicken Little.
Oh, did you know that?
I've never seen
Chicken Little in my life.
I was going to guess that, though.
What the bloody hell was that?
Order.
She's so angry.
Which live-action film quadrilogy, that's hard to say, isn't it, is inspired by a Disney theme park ride? That's got a smile up his face.
Can I have the question again, please, Dave? Can I buy for time?
I say that word again, didn't I? Which live-action film quadrilogy is inspired by a Disney theme park ride?
Wow. Quadrilogy. Live-action.
Quadrilogy.
How many is that?
I'll tell you.
All right, grow up.
How many is that? What's weird?
I don't know. Is that six?
Time's up.
Wait. No, live action. I can't think of any. Paddington. I don't know.
Do you know?
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Right, come on. Still only 1-0, Pauline. Stop sulking. Get your chin off the floor.
Get your nose out of your belly button.
God, imagine if you could.
Which Walt Disney production... Oh, okay, my belly button's touching me, shit. Which Walt Disney production was the first animated feature film in movie history?
Snow White.
And what?
Seven Dwarfs.
And what?
Roberts. Jason Lee starred as the voice of Buddy Pine in which 2004 Pixar film?
Buddy. I know that. Buddy.
Surely we knew it, he'd say it, wouldn't
he? Buddy. Say it again, Dave.
Jason Lee starred as the voice of Buddy Pine in which 2004 Pixar film?
Buddy. Oh, I don't know. Up.
You don't get the point.
No, I don't know it.
The Incredibles.
Buddy. Oh. He's the bad guy,
when
yeah.
When you say Buddy, I just think of Elf.
You're back in the game.
Not.
That was too hard for you, I think.
Yeah. Find the easiest one you can.
The genie in Aladdin is voiced by which actor?
I ain't got a clue.
What?
You're crap. What? I don't really know.
I can't believe it. I'm losing to a rock.
Robin Williams.
Yay. I did not have known that straight away.
Don't know.
Was it my impression?
I love Aladdin as well.
Which 2004 World Race film starred Steve Coogan and Jackie Chan?
Steve Coogan and Jackie Chan.
You're putting the weirdest facial expression.
Oh, around the world in 80 days.
Around the what?
Around the world in 80 days.
It is.
Yes. Never seen it.
Guess what? It's Desmond.
Oh, did you?
Which, Pauline?
Yeah.
Which 2011 live action film sees this legendary gang reuniting to save their theatre from demolition? You know it. Which 2011 live-action film sees this legendary gang reuniting to save their theatre from demolition?
Save their theatre.
You're a big fan of the theatre.
Yes,
yeah,
so what film?
Yeah,
yeah, that's the question. Yeah, yeah. That is the question.
Taking a point for the question?
Just using more words.
No, I don't know.
Do you know, Bob?
Don't know.
Okay, clue. It's time to put on makeup.
Oh, Muppets!
The Muppets!
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
No.
Oh, what was that? The Bee Gees!
I wouldn't have got that!
Which 2012 animated Pixar film tells the tale of a courageous Scottish girl called Merida?
Oh, I know this one!
And a battle to undo a curse.
Is it Brave?
Yes, it is Brave.
I've never seen it, but there's only Scottish, yeah. Billy Connolly's in it, isn't he?
No.
Is he not? He must be Scottish.
Right, you're 3-2 down, Paulie. You need this bag. We're running out. No, there's no prize. In the Jungle Book, what type of animal is Car?
A snake.
Tesla.
I want what type of snake?
Python.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Robert.
Yes.
The song When You Wish Upon a Star features in which
Pinocchio.
Animated? Yeah.
That's cool. You get the easy one, don't you?
He gets on the easy one.
Who sings that? Jiminy Cricket, doesn't he?
I love that film, yeah. It used to scare me as a kid, though.
Did
it? Where it turned into a donkey and that. Yeah, jeez. Oh.
This is your last question, so you need it bad. Ready? Otherwise, you've lost.
Well,
listen carefully.
I am.
In the 1980 live-action film, what did Herbie go?
What do you mean, what did he go?
What did?
Because I know what he is.
What did he go? In the 90s. Listen to the question. In the 1980 live action film, what did Herbie go?
Well, I don't know what he got. I know where he went.
You do, because it's the name of the film.
Spoiler alert.
I know he went to. This is my answer. I know he went to Monte Carlo.
No, that's Herbie Goes Too. This is just Goes. I've practically given it to you now.
Yeah, you have.
Herbie Goes. Was there something called Herbie Goes Bananas? Yes! It was in there.
Right, last question to win the match.
Oh, is it? It's me, yeah.
Yeah.
Please get it wrong. Get it wrong anyway. Just
Zibbidi Doodah is the best known song from which film?
Indosis.
I don't know it.
I'd be surprised if you know it.
No, I don't. But I know he don't. He will. He looked like he did.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I know the song. Zippity doo dah, zippity.
Oh, my world, a wonderful day.
I mean, I'm going to have to go with Mary Poppins, maybe.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know, Pauline?
No, I don't know.
Songs of the South.
Never
I would never
that.
Have got
so
that.
So I'm going to now turn this up. And this will be a deciding question.
So this is where I go wrong.
Your one question from glory. Where's that? Oh, here it is. Paul, I'm going to let you call.
Heads.
Heads it is. Do you want to answer the question? Do you want to answer? I'm giving you every chance.
I want Bob to answer.
Right. Oh, God.
If you get it wrong, Pauline wins.
Get it wrong.
Can I have complete silence, please, in the studio? Oh, go right. Yay.
Oh, it's so well. Right. Which live-action film was remade and released in 1998 with Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, I know it!
Reprising Hayley Mills' original 1961 role.
Lindsay Lohan?
I can't think of what it's called, but I know the film.
So you wouldn't have got it if you said
no,
answer,
it
would you?
Me.
Oh.
No! Get it!
I've got
10
She's shouting in my face here.
You've got 10 from now.
Well, I've got an answer. I've got two answers.
No, one answer. No, one answer.
Freaky Friday?
No, it ain't.
What do you think it is?
Well, it's where they're twins and they meet.
Do you know it's the other one. I know the other one, yeah.
It's the parent trap.
Yeah. So I lost.
Holy, you've won 5-4.
Oh, well played, Pauline.
I'm on a winning streak, I reckon.
Well, there you
3-1.
Go. 3-1. I'm glad I didn't get you that point now.
Oh, tell me. So really, we're free
Freaky
all.
Friday. It's the same thing, though, isn't it?
No, Freaky Friday is when the mum and the daughter jump into each other's
bodies. Right. Is that Lindsay Lohan
that's
still?
Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
Right. That's where I'm getting confused. Parent Trap. Yeah, because they try and get their parents back together,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah. I quite like that film.
Oh, that's annoying. That was my other answer I had.
3-1.
You didn't say it, so
I did not say it, yep. That was Pauline getting a point.
In
versus they said it never Bob.
And you know, Pauline gets a point. That what I just said is.
Oh,
F-A-C-T. It doesn't happen often, so F-A-C-T. Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Should we have a round up of the scores, Dave?
Yeah. It's Bob 3, Pauline 1.
Well, I'm just updating.
Well, I just said it.
Well, he just said it. You just wanted to hear it again.
I did, yeah.
Just lots of sound in my voice.
Well, is there anything, have you got any facts or anything? Not facts, but like anything written down about these songs?
I know Barry White was 58 when he died.
Is that all he was?
Yeah, in Woolworths.
Great. In Woolworths, yeah.
It's not a great age, is it?
What did he die
of? You smoke 150 fags a day. And
how many fags is that, Dave?
7 or 8 packets.
Sod that.
That's a lot of packets of fags, isn't it? That's if it's true. I did read that. I mean, it might be exaggerated.
That's crap.
I don't know if you... I mean,
could you just light do one, that? It's just been one like chain smoking, isn't it?
Maybe he did.
Well, most people did back then, didn't they?
Yeah, and he was
overweight. Have you ever smoked,
well?
Pauline?
No, I couldn't do it. I tried.
I've really tried.
When I was younger, you know, when you take, I took a puff, coughed my heart up and my lungs and sort of sod that. Why does everybody do that?
Yeah, same as me. Again. Yeah, same as me. I did it because there was a girl suddenly appeared at lunch break. I was like, oh, I went to an all-boys school. And we went to an alleyway and there was about 4 boys, all the lads. And then a girl turned up and I sort of went in myself and went, oh. As a girl, I don't know what to do. And then the cigarette just got handed to me, and I was like, well, this is happening. And I showed you, yeah, and I did the same, coughed my lungs
and
up, and I thought,
oh, I don't like that.
Why whatsoever. Do people do that? Yeah. What's the felt dizzy and sick?
I smoked till I was 31. I gave up then. And I forced wifey to give up.
You gave up for me, didn't you, Dave?
For you?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Well, because you couldn't run around with me anymore.
Well, no. There are other sons involved.
You say that. Yeah, you ran up the stairs. Well, he's told that story
before. Yeah,
before
we gave up, we gave up for a whole year.
Oh, what a shame to go back after.
We gave up as a New Year's resolution, and then Christmas Eve, the same year, 350
odd days. You did so well.
Oh, I'd be gutted.
There was about 4 couples. Or 3 couples, and we were round a table playing the games and that, you know.
Yeah.
And they all smoked. And, oh, do you want a fact? Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, it's Christmas. Just have one at Christmas.
Oh.
So cool, wifey.
That was
oh,
it.
Should we? Yeah, so we did. And then we just, oh, we just have one there. So we did, yeah, just have one there and just have one. Got to the stage where we just had one after 6. We was upstairs every 2 minutes just so we could have a fag. It's true, that is. And after meals, so he'll have a quick sandwich, and we'll have a fag after. It got ridiculous.
Oh, no.
It's one of them things, isn't it? If an alien came down and landed and saw somebody smoking, went, hold on a second. So you light that thing, you suck the smoke into your body. You know it's bad for you. You know it possibly could kill you. And yet you're going to do it.
And pay for it.
And pay for it. Pay money for it. And it makes you smell, Jeff, who I used to work with, his fingers were yellow, he used to smoke roll-ups and they were yellow, and it stains your teeth, it stains everything, makes everything smoke, and yet you're doing it.
Cover your lungs up every morning.
It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. If I did it and it was like, oh my God, you know, ecstasy or something like that, oh wow, it made me smarter or something, I get it, but...
I never understood these people who say, I'll do it because I enjoy it. I think the fag was enjoying them, not the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think.
It's meant to be so... Well, it is so addictive though, isn't it? That's what
it's
doing,
the smell. I just can't... I can't... I used to get a lift from a guy in work from my house when we lived in Swanley to work. And I used to dread it because I used to take a T-shirt with me in a bag and wear a T-shirt in the car, but I never told him. And he'd turn up and he'd have a fag on the go. He'd have, like, you know when you don't put a fag out properly in his car ashtray?
Oh,
so that'll be smoking. He'd be smoking while driving, so all the ash is falling everywhere, windows shut, just driving. And he was always listening to Dirty Dancing. For some reason, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. But yeah, he and I, when I got to work, I used to change my T-shirt because I just couldn't live with that on me all day. Yeah, but I never told him. Yeah,
I'll tell you, it used to happen sometimes at the old 70s parties when you're using some. You get like house parties back then. You don't get them now, but you used to get them there. I was a party at Ray's or something. Like that. And you go there, and on the mantelpiece, there'd be all these people just standing there talking, they put their can of beer on the mantelpiece. And then someone will finish a fag. Oh, I'll put it in there. Just put it in the cake, come back, and then drink the...
Cigarette backwash.
Oh, I used to see that. It's so funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, make me shudder. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Not nice.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time for...
What time is it?
It's question time! Wifey didn't have a clue, did she?
No,
she was like, what's going on?
I did it last time, so...
Oh, I think I should have a go.
Oh, well, he's in charge.
I'm going in.
So I'm going in.
It's a boring Bob one.
You had that. I saw the question in the...
Oh, what one here?
I saw the question in the other one where what set would you want
to
be
on? Would you
have done? Mine have been probably the Blues Brothers. You said Three Amigos. Blues Brothers, yeah. I think John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd at that time. And the crew and that and everything that was going on.
Yeah,
car crashes, chasing and music as well. It's got everything.
I don't know, man.
You put a question back. You can't do that, though.
No,
it's the question of the day.
No, I did, yeah. I've dropped it. Well, I've got a sort of a salmon-y type one here.
It's pink, Dave. It's pink. Come on. What?
Why is he smiling like that?
I don't know.
You ready?
Yeah, yeah, this is the question of the day.
Who put the ram in the Rama Rama Ding Dong? I'll do another one. That's a bit silly. I've done that.
It's made me cough.
I've got a white one.
Who actually wrote that? Who put the ram in Rama Dama Ding Dong? Who wrote that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll Google it.
I don't know who this is. It's got to be you, a white one, can it?
No, it's not. I don't.
Didn't you say Fred done white ones?
Oh, I did write.
This ain't Fred's.
Maybe it is mine.
What is your opinion on recycling?
Oh, okay. I don't mean that's mine.
No, I don't know who done that.
I'm not. My writing. That is my writing. Yeah, but that's not my question. I think that was Fred's.
Yeah, cause I know Fred.
It's a bit
deep
for a 13. What's he care about recycling?
No, I think we had a whole conversation because his bins are outside his house, isn't he? And I was waiting for him to do football. I think we had a little conversation.
Oh.
What does Grandad think about? Yeah. Dave, go.
I haven't really got strong feelings on it. I'll do it because you're supposed to do it, but I don't think you're going to save the planet as long as you've got India and China and people like that around who are just going to take no notice of anything. So you've had it. So it doesn't matter, you know, what we do in this country about global warming and that. It's all out of kilter with people over the other side of the world. But I'll do it. Recycle every week, put my stuff out in separate bags and that. But I haven't really got any strong feelings about it one way or t'other. Pauline?
I'm a bit lazy with it. I do it and then I don't do it. And then there'll be a week when I do it and then 2 weeks when I don't.
So you might as well not do it at all.
No, I do it. Just I'm not consistent. Yeah, I should do more. I should, because I know you should. But... you got to be honest on this podcast, didn't you?
Yeah, it's all about honesty.
So don't do it every single week. Sometimes I can't be bothered. I think I'll just shove it all in.
I'm shocked about this, Pauline.
What? Why?
I am. I just think it's such a... It's nothing.
I thought out of the two of you, you would be bang on it. Oh, it goes. The blue one goes out on Thursday.
You're
backtracking
now.
Look. Oh, here we go.
I'm thinking back now. When I first, like, years
that's exactly what backtracking is.
But years ago, I did used to be really hot on it. And then as time's gone on, it's just gradually. I do it.
No, you don't.
I don't go hot. Yeah, I do.
You didn't. You said you didn't.
No, every now and then. Like, I do it at least once.
You've done it once.
Every
it
month,
was a good Thursday, that was it.
Every month, I reckon I'll do it 1 week of the. When the bin man comes.
Mind you, I have seen the bin man come and I've seen him pick up both bags in front of the same one
anyway.
I've
yeah.
seen that happen before.
I don't believe in recycling. I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever to anything. I just don't think it does. Because, as you say, I think it all goes into the same thing and they sort it somewhere else.
It saves money as well, doesn't it? By reusing the global warming, I went on that, but it's not exactly the same.
No, I'm not saying, I mean, you put all your tins in one bag or thing and they may turn them into more tins or make a gun out of it and send it over to the army or whatever. But everything goes in a black bag. I'm just not.
It's just annoying, isn't it? Crushing each
can. It's not that. I just don't believe in it. As you say, Dave, say the UK is, 5% of the world, right? And then you've got people like Pauline, no offence, maybe 50% of that 5% are only doing it every other day. It's the equivalent of turning up to an earthquake with a dustpan and brush. That's how I see it. It's like when they're saying, oh, you know, you look at Las Vegas, it's lit up 24/7. It's yeah, always
I should, but there's, I shouldn't have mentioned but then, global because but then, it's too wait.
But then if you turn off the standby light on your TV of a night, it's going to save the world. It doesn't make any difference.
So you do nothing at all?
I don't do anything. No, I don't. I mean, Dave asked me to crush cans and that, and I do it when he's in the room. I just, otherwise it just goes in the black bag. It's completely pointless. If you want to do it. Because in the UK is 5%.
Yeah, but you keep going back to this global warming thing. It's not really the same thing.
No, I'm not talking about global warming. I mean, just because I put a can in a can box doesn't mean that a polar bear is going to have a house for the next 3 years. I mean, that doesn't make any difference whatsoever. But what I'm saying is what we do as people put in separate bins, it stops it going to landfill, which is a good thing. Landfills get spoiled. Yeah. But you've taken my fault now, Dave. My fault train. Hold on. Yeah. But then when they get to wherever they're going, they don't take it to landfill. They take it to the recycling centres. They separate it all anyway. They separate it all on little conveyor belts. I've seen it. We make it easier, but...
They don't want dirty nappies in there and stuff like that, do they? And, you know, dog shit.
I'm not going to stop wearing nappies, Dave.
I'm pretty surprised that you don't agree with it at all.
It's not that I don't agree. I'm not going to stand up against the mayor. I don't think we should... I think it's absolutely pointless. It's just pointless.
And that's it.
It makes no difference whatsoever, yeah. Because some days some people do it, some people won't. So until you make it law, I'll do it then. You know, it's like, it is like the dustpan and brush. It's like, well, hold on, we got to fix all this with that. You know, you're just not even going to make a dent. Like, until they make it law that you're not allowed to put anything in the ocean.
What if everyone turned up with a dustpan and brush? That'd make a big difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but they won't. Pauline would just be there on Wednesday.
No, if it was...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Perhaps they should make it law then.
Well, yeah.
Then it's illegal to...
But then how do you police that? Mm. At a recycle centre, you get all these tins and they go, oh, plastic tub, arrest Susan at number 64, yeah. You know, and they come and take her away. I'm doing my bit. You know, how do you do it? How do you police it? It's like... But it's a goodwill thing, isn't it? That's what it is. It's like, oh, I do my bit. Well, nobody else does. Nobody cares. Like, good for you. I mean, if you do it and it makes you feel good, keep doing it. I find it a chore. I find that it makes no difference whatsoever. If they gave me money for it, or tokens or something, yeah, that'd be good incentive though, wouldn't it? Did they used to do that in America? If you collect tins, because they see the whole homeless people collecting tins, they give them money for it, don't they?
I don't know. Or is that a
sperm bank? One or the other. I can always get them two muddled up. Well, that was question time. That was a good question, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bit deep that one, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Go green, everyone. Or don't. I don't care. So, that was question time. Good question.
Fred's got some deep ones.
Little Freddy boy, yeah.
I wonder if he recycles.
Well, he does. He told me. Yeah, he does. He washes it out and all that kind of stuff. And
makes me love him even more.
Yeah, I didn't have the heart to say, don't bother, what are you doing? But he does it.
He's such a good boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And I don't know if you mentioned in previous episodes, but...
No, he started his football career.
Yeah, he has. They want to sign him. He had a trial. So now, he's going to be signed and get his kit and play his first...
£33 a month.
£33 a month?
That's how much we've got to pay the club.
But they're signing him for 2.5 mil, so...
No, he's only like a... It's not a proper... You know, it's not a professional club. It's just a local club.
You pay, I think it's like £55 initial signing fee, and then 30... What did you say?
£33 a month.
A month, yeah.
And then a couple of pounds on top, and he goes.
£2 every week, yeah, because the pitch. They have to pay for the pitch. But yeah.
All right, isn't it? And you know this? I found out this from a mate of mine whose team are in the same league as Fred's league. Like they'll have an under 16 team, under 14 team, they all pay, so they don't pay, the parents pay, so they're paying all this money every month throughout the season, not only just in the football season.
You think every team's got like 12, 15 bars.
But the main team, the men's team, don't pay a penny. They're subsidised by the parents of the youth players.
Bloody
hell. Is that right?
That don't sound right to me.
No, it doesn't sound right to me, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And that's the way it was. No, but he loves it. Right. Well, I rung him.
You can't not pay it,
no,
can you?
No, you've got to pay it.
And you, Bob.
I rung him. I rung Fred. He was at his lunch break in school, and he had me on loudspeaker. I could hear like kids like, oi, oi. And his mates were going, oh, hello, Fred's dad. Hello, Fred. Oh. I was like, no, it's me uncle. Oh, uncle, yeah, what's his name? Bob. Uncle Bob. Hey, Bob's your uncle. Hey.
Is he that numpty on the podcast?
but he said, I told him like they want to sign you, and he was buzzing. He was like, they're going to sign. I'm telling his mates and stuff like that. He's well happy. So this Thursday I'll be taking him to training. It'll be the first one signed up if his dad can put his finger out.
His money, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to end up paying that.
Yeah.
I reckon you will, Dave.
But good luck, Fred.
Yeah, good luck, if you're listening. If you listen.
There you go. And it is time for
Diary. La, 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 la.
I wish people could see what you look like.
Yeah. Well, they will do. This is news. Quick off the draw. Yes. What we're doing is a guy I know, Simon Burridge.
Simon Burridge?
Yeah, you know him. No, you don't. He owns his own wedding photography thing and wants to get into sort of TV. He's made his own sitcom pilot called The Tab Theory, which was brilliant. And he's offered to film us doing our podcast.
What a bad idea.
Under his production company name. So we'll be helping him and he'll be helping us. So you will at some point, I'm thinking after the first round, the honourable mentions might be, because it's a longer one, we might get maybe get Fred involved. I don't know.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah. I won't be here that day.
I'm going to cough. Sorry.
Very tremendously, friends.
Yeah. You'll be here. You'll be here. Yeah, you'll be made up like a Stepford wife. don't smile, for God's sake. But yeah, so that's exciting news. That's what's going to happen in the future. We might have to move downstairs though, because this room's a bit tight.
Now,
oh,
I've got to say, this week is a bit of a big. I think I should read out the whole week. It's a sensational week and diary.
What the hell?
Diary week. Let's go, Dave.
Should we go for it?
Yeah, please.
Right, we've had Monday, so I'm going to start on Tuesday. work at night, staying all night. Steve, brother-in-law, teaches me how an engine works.
Oh. Wow.
Do you know how an engine works, Robert?
I have no idea.
He don't even know an engine. Do you know
Tesla?
Do you know a four-stroke cycle?
No, I've not been to that strip club.
Induction, compression, power exhaust.
I have no idea what you just said. Yeah, you might have just went.
Right, Wednesday's a bit of a duffo. Oh. Work, stay in all night, watch TV. But on Thursday...
Can I just say something?
Oh, she spoiled the flow.
Did you do Monday?
We've done Monday in the last episode. Keep up.
I thought it was Monday today.
No, it's Friday today, 22nd.
Where have you been? Just because I'm not here, look we've
it's
gone,
you. You threw me out. Sorry, right Dave, out. Carry on.
She's done so much revision this week for the quiz. She's done nothing else. Right, on Wednesday. Thursday the 21st. Work at night, play five-side soccer up Dog Kennel Hill. Win 2, draw 1, lose none.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
get
that's
back,
good.
Watch a bit of TV. What do you think of that then?
You're living the dream.
Yeah. See, Fred, that's where Fred gets it from.
Yeah.
Right. On Friday, work at night, go up Fox on the Hill for a drink, get back in, watch TV. But it's Saturday where we're heading. Now, do you want to know what happened on Saturday?
I really do.
Oh, please. Yeah, I do. I'm on the edge of my seat.
This is very relevant, Pauline.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not going to need EastEnders. Boom, 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 boom.
What was that? That was a drum kit falling down the stairs.
Right. Saturday the 23rd of October, go round square in morning, stay in all afternoon. But at night, go to Iris and Leslie's engagement party at Auntie Wynne's place. That is Pauline's parents.
Yeah, Pauline's mum and dad, yeah.
Was it a good party day?
It was. And my Auntie Wynne, she lived in Peckham. And she had a massive living room. So whenever there was like a family party or Christmas, she used to lift up the whole carpet in the room, take it upstairs, and that'd be the party floor, like, you know.
Oh, I bet she used to do that. I mean,
she was lovely, my Auntie Wynne. She's my godmother. She was fantastic. And, yeah, but that was Iris and Leslie's engagement party.
Oh,
look at that.
That's a... Oh, Lynn Diary.
You should have been there.
I know, gutted I missed it.
I was busy.
I've seen the photos, though.
Yeah, it's a bit of a good old week there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That was a diary bonus.
Diary week.
Show you how an engine worked. Why would that have happened?
Wouldn't that bore you to death?
Well, because I think at that point...
Sit down, Dave. I'm going to show you how to...
I've never held a spanner in my life, right?
Well, I hadn't been born.
I knew... I didn't know the difference between a nut and a bolt. But.
Well, a Tesla and a BMW.
I was going to apply for a job at London Transport as a bus mechanic.
How the hell can you do that if you've never even held a spanner?
I did it.
What?
But that's where it started, Steve coming down and just showing me a couple of pointers. And that's where it did on.
How much older than you is Steve?
Steve is 8 years older than me.
Oh, it's
when he first turned up on the scene, he was my eldest sister's husband. He was 20 and I was 12. And he worked for London Transport. He went quite high, you know, but at that point I think he was like a four.
He was tall, yeah, he was.
He was just giving me a couple of pointers, that's all. So there you go. And the following year I did join London Transport.
How long did you work there for?
8 years.
It's a good 8 years.
Yeah.
It embedded a love of Routemaster buses.
Oh, yeah, some great times there. I told you about the Beano and the false teeth, didn't I?
The false teeth?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the Wii story with everyone weeing.
Oh, yeah, now this was, I think I was on
false teeth and everyone weeing.
No, it wasn't actually my garage, New Cross. It was the next door, but you knew all the blokes because you always backs and forward. And they said, oh, we've got a Beano Saturday. Won't you come along? Because some of us went. And they had a bloke on there, his party trick. They're all round the table, all drinking all the way down there. We're all in the pub, round the table, having laughing and joking. And then this young fella who's never been, it could have been me. I think I was going to do it the first one, went to the toilet while he was all there. But this young fella went to the toilet.
Was it you, Dave?
No. And then Sid, they said, go on, Sid. So he had, you know, like the false teeth gnashes that go on the table.
Yeah.
He had a full set like that.
Jesus.
And he took them out, whole set, and put them inside this bloke's pint he just left behind. So when the bloke come back.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, this is horrible.
When the bloke come back, he's got his head, he goes, hey, you never guess what I just seen. He goes, you have. He ain't noticed these false teeth in the bottom of his glass.
I bet the whole, everyone's there.
Waiting. Like, yeah. Anyway, he goes, oh, it's so funny. Anyway, he goes back, he has a big old glove, and of course then he can see inside his pipe. There's his teeth chattering away to it. And it was so funny, he fell back on his chair, the pipe went over his face. It was one of the funniest things ever in the history of the world. He didn't see the funny side.
No, I bet he didn't. Yeah.
Oh, it make me feel sick.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Those were tears.
It's one of the things you never forget.
Pauline, you've got to drink a pint with false teeth in it or a can with loads of ash in it. Go.
Oh, the ash. the
slash your wrists.
Yeah, that do. Thought of someone's teeth in my drink. Oh, they said she's got bad breath.
Oh, would have had bad
breath. Yeah, he probably smokes about 50 a day.
Oh, no. No.
No touch.
Oh, yeah. And that could have been you, Dave, but it wasn't.
Could have been, it wasn't, no.
No, your bladder wasn't.
I was there to enjoy it.
It's one of them ones where you're just waiting for the punchline. You're just there.
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of entertaining him. Yeah. Waiting for him to do it.
This way you come back full of his story. Like, you know, oh, you never guess what happened. You never guess what's going to happen. It won't be as funny as that.
Yeah, it won't be as good as what's about to happen. I mean, we're there, really.
Oh,
okay. Go on then.
The decider for me was the pervy Barry White.
Oh, yeah. Should we see if we can get a little bit of a...
Well, I listened to it on YouTube. So will it be on the same?
Maybe
it's right.
It's a whisper.
Right at the end.
A whisper.
He whispers.
At the end.
He whispers. It goes. I'm not doing it. on YouTube it was.
Oh, okay.
No, it's probably about iPhone. 50 different versions.
Yeah, yeah, true.
It can't be any worse than his old intro, can it?
Yeah, it sort of was a bit like that. No, not as bad as that. But it made me think, oh, perfect, we're in the song now. So I'm going Bee Gees. They top it for me. Even though I like both of these
I'm
songs.
Going Barry White.
Oh,
to make it warm.
I didn't want that to happen. I'm not well. I didn't want this pressure on my chest. I don't know.
It's a hard one,
I do,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I like to pick something really
Can I just
stupid.
Play a little bit of each one just to get a little vibe?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Let's see if we can. You can't help but move.
My first, my last, my everything.
Oh, it's so good! It's so good. And
you can't find the album.
No, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Oh, you've totally ruined that if you can't find it.
Oh, I can. It's all right.
Me and Paul do it. Night fever, night fever.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. This tops it a little bit,
doesn't it? I think this has got a resurgence because of Despicable Me.
But this is, it doesn't, it's all right at the beginning, then you get a bit fed up of it halfway through compared to Barry White, which is good all the way through.
Well, how long are they? This one's 3 minutes 32.
Yep.
And Barry is 3 minutes 32.
Oh,
wow, what
are
the odds?
What chances are that?
Yeah. Oh, I think.
Think carefully, Bob.
Yeah, I think I'm.
No! Night fever, night fever.
Yeah, you've made it up for me. Yeah, it's going to be Barry White.
Oh.
Yeah, you did that. That was your fault.
Night fever's going.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Bob, it did.
I love the initials. Like
strutting itself to the bin.
Yeah, take your paint pot with you.
I like that one anyway. I like to find a tiny little thing.
Yeah,
I've got a story about a paint pot.
Oh god, is it false teeth?
No.
It's something that happened.
Is it rude?
It's something that happened to me.
Well, okay, wait, hold on a sec, Dave. So, if you want to put a question in for question time, Pauline, tell them an email.
Shit.
Shit
at podcast.
podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Yeah, do you want to do it properly?
What? What do you mean do
it? No, that was it, but just
podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Yeah, that was close enough.
Yeah, that'd do.
Just guess and we'll see it. If you want to put a question in or you've got anything you want to join in the show, a little shout out, let us know. We're going to end on Dave's story now. And as soon as we do this thing, I'm going to.
No, you've got to do the draw.
Oh, we've got to do the draw.
Oh, do the draw and then your story.
Oh, you don't want to hear my paint box.
No, I do.
You've spoiled it.
No.
No one's going to be interested.
No, I need to know
right.
Now.
I'm going
no,
back.
No,
the...
you can't we do the draw first and then we'll end on your
all right,
story?
Yeah.
Do I get to do it?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Yay.
Not now, though. Pauline's going first. What you got, Pauline?
This is a good one.
Oh, well can I pick first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we... Yeah, I don't know.
You've got to be first or winning at everything.
No, I just need to know. Okay, go on then.
Oh,
what's
you
yours?
Give nothing away.
Do you reckon yours is better than hers?
I think you'll like this one more than your one, yeah.
Oh, well, I like this one a lot.
Oh.
Right, mine's I Want You Back, Jackson 5.
Oh,
that's one of
like that.
And this is Ain't No Mountain
High Enough. Oh, that's
Diana
hard.
Ross.
That's hard.
There you go,
how
Jackson.
Are going to choose out of them?
It's Jackson a Motown
five.
Derby,
isn't it?
It
is a Motown Derby. Motown versus Motown, Diana Ross versus Jackson 5. Paint pot, go.
Oh, I don't know if it's worth it now.
It is definitely
you
worth it.
Up,
well, it was in the 1970s, and me and wifey bought a house in Plumstead. That's where we lived. And there's a road called Herbert Road. And in this road, there's a co-op. But it's quite a large one.
Is this a long story, though?
No. You keep me interrupted. There's a mini, like a mini supermarket now. But you didn't have the great big ones back then. Anyway, I had to go and get some paint because we were decorating, just moved in the house. So I went down the bottom of the road. I got a paint pot about 9 inches high, and it was gloss, you know?
Oh, classic.
Yeah. So anyway, it goes, we'll go up there. I thought, I've got a couple bits of shopping while I'm here, coming out later. I didn't have a car at the time. So I got me trolley, put the paint pot in where the kids
seat,
stuck it there, and I'm walking along and picking stuff out. The next minute, the paint pot fell out of the trolley onto the supermarket floor and burst open.
Oh, no.
A great big 9 inches.
Oh,
sort of 10 inches
gee, gloss as well.
And it just went.
Oh, no.
Each sort of set of shelves
had a gap underneath. You could sort of put, if you have water, it'd go on there. And the paint went right round the supermarket.
Oh.
Now, as it happened, there was no one in my aisle. So I just pushed the trolley away and legged it.
Well, what could you have done? I mean,
it must have been a nightmare.
Would they have had CCTV of you?
No, not in the 70s.
Yeah, well, I just.
But they were cursed. Well, they didn't know it's you.
Well, yes, so someone must have come and were just trodden all this gloss paint.
Or maybe they slipped over and broke their neck.
Died.
I'd done, but.
Well, on that positive note.
By the time they come across it, I would have been sort of like 50 yards up the road.
Did you go back and buy another one?
Well, actually, I had no paint, did I?
I know, but
got to cut off my paint back, please.
I know, but you must have. If it dropped on the floor, did it drop on your feet? No, just saw these feet.
Well, no,
feet
it's sort of. I was in behind the trolley, obviously pushing it, and it fell out where the kid's leg goes. I didn't think it fit through, but obviously it did, and it just sort of went down and burst the other way and sort of went away from.
Oh, you're lucky.
And all underneath, what did you do? Walk back in 10 minutes later and go, oh, look what someone's done.
No, I didn't go back there the same day, mate. I said, there he is.
Covered in paint.
Yeah, that's a little bit of my history.
Oh, well, there you go. Dave's paint. I'm glad you told the story, Dave.
Not as cool as John Travolta strutting, was it, really?
No, more entertaining, though, to be fair.
I'd love to have seen it on scene.
Yeah.
I bet I've not moved quicker since.
You'd go viral now, yeah. Well, that's it. Motown battle up next. See you next time. Any last words from you two?
No, logistics.